Hi, this is Amy Halloran, Food Security Manager at Unity House with a food diary. Recently, I wrote an essay for the Times Union about the closing of a Stewart's in North Troy. I'm going to read you this commentary, which is entirely my opinion and not the opinion of anybody else, potentially. Stewart's is closing its North Troy location and has closed a few other smaller shops in the capital region recently. This reminds me of 20 years ago when Price Chopper closed a few urban stores, including the one on Hoosick Street in my neighborhood. When we bought our house, my husband and I were excited we could walk to the grocery store. Our elderly neighbors navigated the smallish supermarket more easily than the one a mile and a half uphill in Brunswick. After the store near us closed, we marched with other advocates on Hoosick Street in rush hour traffic, asking the company to reopen. Price Chopper did so for a few months, but their hours were very restricted, closing at 6 p.m. Then they left the location again. During this fracas, the Stewart's shop on Hoosick and 10th Streets began to stock things like bananas and iceberg lettuce, serving the community's need for groceries. Eventually, a low-end grocery moved into the shopping plaza. That first grocer didn't last, but a similar chain supermarket, Save-A-Lot, took over the store. The business of retailing food and produce has changed dramatically since I pushed my kid in his stroller, demanding that supermarkets should serve the city, not just more affluent suburbs. The farmers market, where I was then the manager, has ballooned far beyond a few vendors. Rising interest in fresh food created a strong demand, and we have a boomlet of small farms and food producers serving that interest. Capital Roots launched its Veggiemobile, a mobile produce stand to serve areas that have minimal access to grocery stores with full produce aisles. Fast casual restaurants like Chipotle and Panera have become common. Supermarkets have grown more like restaurants, offering a wide range of meals to go. Restaurants have started offering weekday specials to go, trying to nose in on this need. The Stewart's near me was recently renovated to have more gas pumps and more room inside the store to sell its own brand of convenience foods. I'm not going to protest the closure of this or any other store. Maybe I've lost the righteous steam of young motherhood. More importantly, I no longer believe the private sector is responsible for feeding people. Stewart's, Hannaford, Price Chopper, Honest Weight, Food Co-op, all of these markets are very generous to the communities they serve, donating food, dollars, and goods to help. But we can't expect them to bear the burden of securing access to food. That's government-level work. Food insecurity is a contemporary term for hunger, since hunger draws up images of people elsewhere who are struggling to eat, not here. The emergency feeding system can't effectively nourish the 41 million Americans who lack steady nutrition. I work in this field, running a soup kitchen and food pantry for Unity House. 750 families shop in our little grocery-style store a month. We give 9 meals to each person in the household, a 3-day supply of food, and our community members need far more than that. They need stable jobs, family medical leave, and safe, reasonably priced housing, buffers that the once common middle-class income provided. Having more places to buy milk and bananas and pasta and cheese is not going to help neighborhoods that first grocery stores and now convenience stores want to leave. We have deep pockets of poverty in and outside of Troy, in urban and rural areas throughout America. Until the systemic problems that cause poverty are addressed, we will have a huge population that for-profit food companies can't or won't serve. Long ago, as a society, we decided to invest in services for the common good like roads, the water supply, and education. While America struggles to maintain such infrastructure, we ought to add food access to the list of responsibilities we and our government have to figure out how to share. I think that the easiest way to raise access to food is through good jobs. help people earn a decent living, create affordable housing, and they can pretty well feed themselves. Because the food stores will be able to pay their bills if their customers can, too. I want to thank the Times Union for the opportunity to write about my ideas, and I thank you for listening to them here on WOOC. This has been another Food Diary with Amy Halloran, Food Security Manager at Unity House.